Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Packers on the board again.
Back, Packers fans. It is Victory Monday. Here we are on the Packaday Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. My name is Andy Herman. We are 54 and sunny in Milwaukee right now, high of 71, low of 54. Should be a gorgeous day. Also a reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11. But right now, we have the very wonderful Mike Spofford, Packers.com. You can find him on social media at Mike Spofford. He is joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Mike, it is a great day for the Green Bay Packers and their fans. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm just going to start with this. That could not have gone much better for the Green Bay Packers if they could have WWE scripted that thing out. That was a heck of a game to be at, Mike.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you mentioned the injuries a little bit ago, and that's really the only thing that was kind of a downer on this one, and especially with the two starters on the offensive line. You hope there's nothing too serious there, but to come out of the gates with a win against that team, and in fact, a pretty commanding win. I mean, the Packers got when they reestablished that 2-score lead on the touchdown to Jaden Reed midway through the second quarter, the Lions never got within 1 score the rest of the game. And to have a multi-score lead against that team for 2.5 quarters, that's not easy to do. And the Packers were in control of that one.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the things that I think a lot of people talked about going into that game is getting off to a fast start. It was really one of Green Bay's kryptonites in big games last year, was that inability to kind of get your foot in into the game and really just start off on the wrong foot. And it's funny because all week I said, you can't be down 17-3 in the second quarter. You cannot be down 17-3 in the second quarter. You've got to be in this game. And it was the exact reverse. They were up 17-3 in the second quarter. And it was awesome to see this team come out with, I mean, that energy on those first two drives, the offensive drive and the defensive drive to start the game. I mean, even Jordan, who's usually pretty even keeled, was fired up out there. Like that was a tangible energy that you could feel. And they brought it right away. They were not holding anything back. And they put that beautiful drive together and then followed it up with a great defensive 3-and-out. Yeah, you could tell that team was ready to go from the word go.
Yeah, no question about it. And the way they were able to adjust right away offensively with not being able to get Josh Jacobs going on those early drives, the Lions were determined to stop Jacobs and not let the Packers control the line of scrimmage in that way. But then you saw when Jordan Love was dropping back to pass, there was nobody near him. The pass protection right from the beginning of the game was absolutely spot on for Green Bay. And when you talk about the fast starts, I mean, you get an example right there of how precarious it can be in a way, because on that opening drive for a touchdown, the Packers had to convert on third down 3 times on that drive. And none of those were, third and shorts. I mean, they were, third and medium to third and long. And Jordan Love was able to deliver with that really good protection. but just one of those third downs goes wrong and either you're punting or you're kicking a field goal down in the red zone. And then they start the second drive with another third down conversion. It was four in a row. When you come out of the gates offensively and you convert on third down four times in a row, yeah, that's how you put 10 points on the board in the first two possessions.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I thought the pass protection, especially in, like you said, those first two drives and all those third downs, you know, you got in those third and long situations and Jordan goes back to pass. And man, he had all the time that he needed to scan the field and find his open receivers. There wasn't anyone near him. I thought the line in pass pro was really, really impressive. Obviously, on the opposite side, it wasn't the same for Jared Goff. And a huge reason for that was Micah Parsons. He immediately had his impact felt pretty much all throughout the game as he was in there. What did you see from Micah and how the crowd responded to him?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely an energy to the crowd, certainly with Parsons out there. I mean, right on the very first third down, when he came running off the sideline to go into the huddle, the crowd noticed it. The crowd was into it. The impact that Parsons made when, you know, it didn't count for him on the stat sheet was obvious. It was undeniable. I mean, that very first third down, you know, he forces Goff to hurry a little bit and take a check down, which it was a game of check downs for Jared Goff and that Lions offense. And, you know, on the first third down of the game, they lose 2 yards on a pass completion. So, you know, then you see later on, he draws a double team, still kind of gets a little bit of pressure. And then Van Ness and Gary share a sack. He beats Sewell with the inside move, and Evan Williams jumps the route in the red zone to get the interception. You know, all three of those plays, there was nothing on the stat sheet for Micah Parsons, but he had an impact on the defense on really good plays for Green Bay's defense, and I felt that was kind of the standard. I don't know what you thought, Andy, but just in watching not only the way Jared Goff kept taking the checkdowns and everything, it almost seemed like he was looking, like his eyes were dropping to Micah Parsons and where he was when he was dropping back to pass. He was very, very conscious at all times of where Parsons was anytime that he was on the field. And even just that mental psychological factor, I think, you know, had an impact on Detroit because obviously they, you know, they didn't have a ton of time to prepare for Parsons with him coming to Green Bay so late, and they were trying to limit his impact, but I thought it was definitely there.
Yeah, the first thing I'll say is I don't blame Jared Goff in that situation. My internal clock probably would have sped up a little bit as well. Funny, the only time it didn't is the time where Micah was able to kind of chase him down for that sack, which was just such an incredible play. But I think to your point, I think that clock is naturally going to speed up for quarterbacks when you're fit. And especially if Rashawn Gary and LVN, Devontae Wyatt continue to play like they did in this game, it becomes something where you do start seeing or feeling ghosts in the pocket and your eyes do start lowering and you may take a check down a little bit sooner than you even need to sometimes. And I think that, to your point, just goes to the intangibles with Micah Parsons that aren't even going to show up on a box score, that even on the plays where he's not pressuring, the attention that he takes. I mean, Rashawn Gary was getting one-on-ones more, so much more consistently than he's ever used to getting, and that helped him in this game. His impact is felt even when, again, he's not even necessarily doing anything fancy on the play, because it just does psychologically help you, and it helps everyone else out on the defense as well. We're being joined by Mike Spofford, Packers.com. Find him on social media at Mike Spofford. That kind of brings me to the next one, that interior defensive line. There were certainly questions. No TJ Slayton, no Kenny Clark. It's not like they went out and also got a new second or third round pick or a big free agent signing. This is mostly the three players that played by far the most at defensive side. I think Nasir Stackhouse played 8 or 9 snaps in this game defensively. The three that played were all three carryovers: Devontae Wyatt, Carl Brooks, Colby Wooden. You weren't quite sure what you were going to get. Warren Brinson was not active for this game, yet they stepped up to the occasion and really were impressive against that interior of the Lions offensive line.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought the Packers were really stout. I mean, to hold that two-headed monster of a running back, Gibbs and Montgomery, to, you know, 44 yards, I think, that they combined for, 46 total rushing yards for Detroit as a team, that's some outstanding work. And, you know, we saw Colby Wooden had his best training camp so far as an NFL player, and it was great to see that carry over from training camp and the preseason into the regular season games. We've seen Devontae Wyatt start off seasons very strong before, and then things for him kind of have gotten derailed by injuries the last couple of years. So you hope that Devontae Wyatt can stay healthy, because we've seen him play like that before, and hopefully he can do it over the long haul here. I think the interesting thing moving forward from the Lions' point of view is, what do they do now with, you know, with trying to get that running game going? I mean, the Lions have been a, you know, punch you in the mouth, push you around, bully on the playground type of team offensively for the last few years. But they had to revamp the entire interior of that offensive line. Their tackles, Sewell and Decker, same guys. But they had to revamp that interior, the two guards in the center position. And that did not look like the same punch you in the mouth, bully you around offensive line that we've seen for the last couple of years. So it's just one game. The Lions have a long way to go. They'll probably get, you know, some things figured out. But that was something that really stood out to me is the Lions did not look the same in terms of their offensive line and the way they've won games controlling the line of scrimmage in the past. Credit to the Packers for taking that away, but also the Lions are going to have some adjustments to make.
June 2nd was one of the more important days on the NFL calendar that went pretty unnoticed when Frank Ragnow decided to announce his retirement from the NFL, one of the best interior offensive linemen that we have seen over the course of the last 6 to 8 years. And the one kind of weird, bizarro thing is one of my favorite things of the Packers-Lions matchups for years was the Frank Ragnow-Kenny Clark matchup. Like, those two would just go absolutely at it in the trenches, and two technicians, two leverage masters just going back and forth. Weird not seeing either of them out there in this particular game, but yeah, to your point, Mike, you could really tell that him and Kevin Zeitler were very much missed on that interior Detroit's offensive line. And same thing on the flip side, they just didn't have anyone to help Aiden Hutchinson either. It was Green Bay kind of took Hutchinson out of the game. Great job by the offensive line, and Detroit didn't have anyone else who could really get after the quarterback. I think that's going to be an issue for them moving forward as well. Again, we're being joined by Mike Spofford, Packers.com. Find him on social media at Mike Spofford. I think one of the key takeaways on offense in this one was their ability to spread the ball around and just kind of spread the wealth to a little bit of everyone. But what did you see from this offense that you took away from this game?
Yeah, I saw Matt LaFleur trying to get everyone involved, especially early in the game. I think that's going to be a goal, an objective for the Packers offensive coaching staff, because they want everybody to be involved. They want everybody to be sharp. I don't know if I've ever seen a double-digit number of pass catchers in a game when the quarterback has less than 20 completions. I mean, there were 10 different guys who caught a pass, and Jordan Love only completed 16 passes in this game with, you know, the attempts in the low 20s. So those are some strange numbers. The thing that I like the most, and I think you would agree with me, Andy, with the way these guys feel, certainly everything that we hear in the locker room, there, you know, nobody caught more than three passes in this game, and nobody cared. You know, these guys, they know there are a lot of weapons out there. They have kind of a plethora of riches, a lot of different options that they can go to, and they understand that, you know, that it is about the team, and that the coaches are going to dial some things up for different people. And obviously, if anybody, you know, gets the hot hand or whatever at any given time, you know, you can roll with that as well. And the Packers didn't need that in this case, because spreading the ball around was working, and Jordan Love was able to find all kinds of different targets.
A good rule of thumb is to do the opposite of what I tell you in fantasy advice. If I ever give it, just immediately do the opposite. But one of the things I felt very strongly about is probably stay away from these Packers weapons when it comes to fantasy football. Outside of Josh Jacobs, maybe Tucker Kraft, but the wide receivers, there's just so many mouths to feed. And Christian Watson's not even in there yet, which is going to, I think, add a whole nother layer of that as well. And I just think it's going to be tough for any of these guys to have the 7-8 reception, 140-yard, 2-touchdown performances, just because everyone can get involved at any given moment. We certainly saw that in this game in a pretty significant way. Of course, we talked a little bit about the injuries, but you know, from a short week standpoint, you've got Washington coming up Thursday night football. Those injuries are going to be kind of worth monitoring. But what else are you looking for from Green Bay as they navigate this challenge of having another one of the best teams from football a year ago in Washington, who won pretty easily week one against the New York Giants, coming to Lambeau on short rest on Thursday night football?
Yeah, I mean, I think offensively, obviously, you'd like to get Josh Jacobs going, you know, get the running game going sooner. Now, if Washington is going to make a similar commitment to just stuffing the run and loading the box the way Detroit did, then yeah, you've got to take advantage of it. You've got to protect Jordan Love, and your receivers have got to win, you know, against the man coverage on the back end. But yeah, you'd like to get Jacobs going earlier. I thought Josh Jacobs ran really hard and had a incredibly productive second half. But credit to the Packers. I mean, if I had told you that in the first half, Josh Jacobs was going to have 6 carries for 8 yards and the Packers would be up by 14 points, I think you would have said I'm crazy. So,
yep.
You know, the offense proved that, you know, that they can adapt and adjust and execute what they need to. On the defensive side, you know, it was a great performance all around. I thought the biggest, most important thing was they just did not let the Detroit Lions get anything downfield. There were other than the one, you know, play where Sam Laporta was wide open, there was a coverage bust there. There were no explosive plays for Detroit. You know, Jared Goff completed 31 passes and barely got over 200 yards. I mean, it was the dink and duck, you know, check down show. Now, I think Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and that Washington offense, I think they're going to try to challenge Green Bay down the field quite a bit more. Obviously with Daniel's mobility in the pocket, he can get away from the pass rush and try to create some things off schedule and really try to threaten Green Bay down the field. So trying to keep a lid on those big plays the way they did against Detroit, if defensively they do that again against Washington, I like this defense's chances of getting stops in the red zone. They got 3 of them against the Lions, you know, 2 field goals and then the interception by Williams. If you make a team, you know, work hard, you know, go the long way, go the hard way to get all the way down the field, not let them get those big chunks. You know, I like Green Bay's chances defensively of being able to get a stop and keep them out of the end zone.
It is so hard to put up points in the NFL when you cannot get explosive plays. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 catches, 45 yards. Jameson Williams, 4 catches, 23 yards. Khalif Raymond, 2 for 16. And Tesla, 1 for 13. They held the entire Lions receiving corps under 100 yards in this game. It was just a really impressive overall job by that Packers secondary. And, of course, the pressure up front helped quite a bit as well. Again, Mike Spofford, Packers.com. Follow him on social media, at Mike Spofford. Mike, before I get you out of here, what do you take away in the long term from this game? What was maybe something that you saw in this game that you're like, that is going to have a huge impact down the road? Or maybe we got an answer to a question of a potential weakness, or maybe it's just the fact that they picked up a win against Detroit in the NFC North. What were maybe some of the long-term implications of what you saw from this game?
I would say a few things. I mean, the first thing right off the bat is that, you know, Jordan Love having the surgery on his left thumb and missing a couple weeks of training camp and stuff didn't really seem to affect him. I thought, you know, you wouldn't have known that Jordan Love missed a big chunk of training camp the way he came out and played. So I thought that was pretty impressive. On the defensive side, certainly the way they were able to adjust on short notice to with the run defense without Kenny Clark, you know, losing him in the mix right at the end of the preseason there with the Parsons trade and being able to step up and contain the run. And then really just, you know, the way the defense tackled. I mean, one thing we're not talking about, which is what we're a lot of times talking about in week one, is missed tackles. And when you look at the fact that David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, you combine the rushes and the receptions, those two guys touched the ball 34 times in this game and did not have 100 yards total rushing and receiving combined. That's because the Packers were tackling well. They did not let those guys break tackles, get to the second level, and you know, do the dangerous things that they're known to do. So I thought those two things in particular were really, really good signs for week one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Green Bay, and yeah, now it's just it's a quick turnaround. Try to get your body back, learn what you can on the Commanders, get a game plan put together, and go out there on Thursday night and try to get off to a fast start again.
Mike, I know we've got a lot to get to through the course of this week, but I already cannot wait for Thursday Night Football. It's going to be an epic matchup coming up, and I'm excited to see you out there again. What do you got cooking up on Packers.com this week?
Well, we've obviously got all of our game coverage from last night on the website right now. Wes and I will be back with another Packers Unscripted on Tuesday. Just the one episode this week because of the game on Thursday night. And we have a lot of the main media access day this week is on Tuesday with some assistant coaches as well as locker room. So we'll see what everybody has to say and find some good stories out there.
And no practice availability this week for us, so we're not going to be able to tell some of the injury stuff, but we'll get to the bottom of it, I'm sure, as much as we can. And Mike will be right there, so make sure you're checking out all of his work over at Packers.com. Mike, we will certainly be reading and watching. Cannot thank you enough for coming on this Victory Monday. You enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, you too, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks to Mike for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Make sure again to follow him on social media at Mike Spofford. Check out all of his and Wes's great stuff over on Packers.com. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We've got so much more coming back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.